Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Feel that. Tell me that doesn't feel like a cock.
It doesn't. I mean, that feels like your leg.
The other day, I pleasured myself to the image of Mrs. Buttersworth. She got me there like I was on the express A train. Bing, bang, boom. Talk about a river of ejaculate. A volume I had never seen in my lifetime. Now I know what the villagers of Pompeii felt like. Except where they were rained down on hot lava, I rained down on those villagers with frothy ejaculate.
Did you know, Jay, that outtake from Anchorman existed?
Is this Anchorman 2 or is this Anchorman
I think it was from Anchorman 2, but it was an outtake. It never made the movies. Had you
Thank
ever
God.
Oh, suddenly everybody, Notorious J.A.Y. has gotten sensitive.
Not
well,
sensitive, but
well,
that was,
thank God, yeah. Oh, that was disgusting. Not even a chuckle from you. Wow, is no. Your wife in the room right now listening?
That wasn't needed.
I mean, Jay on the phone, the one that I know. Okay.
I mean, come on. We got to have some limit. Right?
No, that's the point of the internet. That's the point of podcasting, okay, is to be right. Guys just talking like guys. Although it is disgusting. I mean, but that was part of it. It was the cringe shock value of a frothy.
You know what it was? I really hated. I really hated that movie. So that's what it.
Oh.
I did not like Anchorman 2. It was not. I mean, it was terrible. Can we admit that?
Is it because of the racial angle with the black CNN boss and him blurting out "black" in the meeting awkwardly?
When he said, when he was at dinner, he goes, "I'm talking about some real pipe hitting motherfuckers." That was funny.
Okay, that was funny. Well, look, what sequel's better than the original? Godfather 2. There's
Rocky,
one. Rocky
2.
Rocky 3 is a sequel. Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 is better than Beverly Hills Cop 1.
Okay.
That's it. That's the list.
Well, now you have invited an actual list. You have invited.
I have done this before. That's it. That's the list. And people are going to say Die Hard 2. No.
All right. I was going to open with this. I figured I'd start opening your podcast with just a little movie clip. We could talk about it, laugh about it if you find it funny. But I was going to open with this one. You can tell me if you like this scene.
Now you're being condescending. See, you've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay. You can't play all of this.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay. Now, because I don't understand,
you can't play
I'm
all
taking
this
disrespect. Watch your mouth. And help me with the sale.
Yeah, see, I'm not playing all of it, Jay. I stopped it before the bad part comes. And had the bad part come, I would have bleeped it out, which I don't know. Am I allowed to play a bleeped out N-word?
Oh, yeah, you played bleeped out, yes.
Okay, or dropped out, yes.
I laugh. This scene makes me laugh. And I hate Kevin Hart, but this scene is comedy gold.
I know. I hate Kevin Hart, too, but this was what launched him, really got him next level, because he was pretty electric in that scene. he got this guy so pissed off, he's like, okay,
I'm going to clap y'all both up.
Steve Carell's like, oh, my God, that sounds bad.
Both y'all.
Both y'all.
Yeah, you know Luther Perry from 25th.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Roland 20, which is a gang in L.A. by the way.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Roland 20. Yeah. I love.
First of all,
scene.
I don't understand these words, so I'm going to take it as a sign of disrespect.
You're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
Oh God! All right, so I got a poll question. That is up right now. I decided to do a middle-of-the-night poll.
Okay.
Because I'm currently in hour number 5 of my post-eye exam dilation wind-down.
Ooh. Remember Galdi had an accident getting his eyes dilated? For Galdi and I got laser eye, and Galdi got dilated and crashed his car on the way home from dilation.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So here's the question. What is more annoying? 3 to 4 hours of waiting for Novocaine to wear off to eat normal, or 4 to 6 hours of waiting for your eyes to undilate to see normal? Answers are the Novocaine blues or Mr. Magoo's dilation. Currently, after 126 votes, it's early. 52-47 close race in favor of Mr. Magoo's dilation. Worse than the Novocaine blues.
Are we going to have a runoff like in Georgia?
There might be a runoff when it's all said and done. I mean, look, you know, on the one hand, you're like, I want to eat. I want to drink normal. Jesus Christ, let this thing wear off. But your eyes, I mean, what are you going to do without your eyes for 6 hours? Sleep?
Well, I've never had, until this past year, I've never had a cavity in my life.
Ooh.
And had oral surgery. This past year, right. And had Novocaine, and it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
The dilation was pure hell.
Yeah, dilation was not fun. So I went to see the eye doctor today because I've got increased floaters in my eyes, which is, I've been told by the doctor, a natural occurrence for men over 40 years old. It just happens, okay? Vitreous detachment, the little gel in your eye breaks free. It sort of goops up, and then it floats around to the back. He said there's nothing you can do for it. But he said the good news is your brain learns to Photoshop it out over the course of time. In other words, you stop seeing your floaters unless you look for your floaters. Does that make any sense? Do you have floaters?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I do not.
You might if you look for. Do you know what one would look like? A little floating thing in your eye.
I don't think I would know what to look for. But here, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You really believe that over COVID?
Oh.
You believe that?
I believe the doctor's saying that your brain photoshops out floaters.
Over COVID, yes.
Okay, well, what do you think I believe about COVID?
That it's nothing more than the common flu.
No, it's a little bit different than that. It had an average age of death of just under 80 years old. And most people who died from it had multiple comorbidities. It was a nastier than normal respiratory virus that was transmitted through airborne nanoparticles that could not, would not, should have never assumed to have been stoppable by any measures whatsoever. Social distancing or masking.
People are turning away because you're doing COVID talk, by the way.
Well, I'm just giving you my quick summary of my beliefs on COVID.
Okay.
And the vaccines that they pushed were a complete failure. Utterly failure.
Right. I mean,
The people who are getting COVID now are mostly the vaccinated because their immune system hasn't seen the whole picture of the virus. Because those who got COVID without being vaccinated, their immune system swung into action, T cells, B cells, all the other stuff. And they said, okay, we got a good picture of this thing. We know how to attack it. Those who got vaccinated got a facsimile of the virus, a spike protein that looked like it. And they trained, you know, they trained to stop the run pretty much against the virus, not the run and the pass and special teams. So they're having to learn it over again once they get it a second time. But 99.9% of people will live from COVID, just like they'll live from the flu. So that's my sum total of what I believe on COVID. And I do believe it came from that lab in Wuhan, which our State Department knew had shit security controls. What?
Are you done? I gave Michael Jordan. You done hogging the ball? Would you like to shoot a little bit more? I just gave you 10 minutes on COVID. Jesus Christ.
I don't think it was 10 minutes. I think I was doing a good job of rat-a-tat-tatting through it. You tried to paint me as some COVID denier. I was just telling you the scope of my knowledge.
No, I literally just asked a simple question.
I know. All right. It's sort of like...
No malice, just wondering.
Did I turn into a Jehovah's Witness all of a sudden, saying, oh, I'm so glad you asked. Let me show you some pamphlets.
I would have shut the door on you.
Hey, speaking of pamphlets, though, regarding my eye floaters, let's get back to that. Let's get back to content people really like, eye floaters.
Yes, eye floaters, yes.
So I'm asking the doc about it, what can be done, and you know, he was checking for a retinal tear because that would be bad, and the good news is...
Like Sugar Ray Leonard.
Right. And like a lot of people get retinal tears. And so he's like, no, good news is your retinas look good. There's no tears. He said, but since you do take medication for rheumatoid arthritis, here's something else just to be aware of. And he handed me a pamphlet. He had a drawer, Jay, of these glossy little pamphlets of all kinds of eye conditions. I mean, a dresser drawer jammed full of them. Probably 30 different pamphlets. All the things that can go wrong with your eyes.
Great.
So he hands me this one. It's called uveitis. I go, what's that? He goes, oh, it's arthritis for your eye. I said,
oh, God.
I go, great, doc. I'm so glad that thing exists. I'll just go ahead and read this on my leisure. He's like, don't worry, though. God. It's very rare. And I'm like, well, that sounds awful. So I have it here. The picture on the cover of this, I wish you could see it. It's a close-up of a weird bloodshot-looking eye. I mean, totally red eye. Looks like a dead fish eye. And I'm I'm not reading this shit. You had uveitis?
Literally like 3 years ago, my eye one day drooped.
Oh, my God.
And I went to this guy in Baltimore for like, I want to say like 8 weeks, Abe. No, and it was called something, and my eye just literally just popped back. But it looked like I've been punched routinely like every day. And it might have been UV. Yeah, he said something got in my eye, and my eye was protecting what got in it. And
so it was totally inflamed.
It was inflamed, and it was a droop. Like it was like I had a lazy eye.
Maybe you had boxer eye. Yeah, we call that boxer eye. It's an eye that looks like you've been punched repeatedly, as if you were a boxer.
I, I, can't, I can't remember the name of it, but it might have been UVA because he gave me drops. I had to drop like 3 times a day. I had to wear this thing at night. It was the worst 8 weeks ever.
Here goes my pamphlet for uveitis in the garbage. All right? Not going to read it. Don't need to worry about it. If I get it, then I'll read the pamphlet. Otherwise, never mind. Did you ever see the Family Guy bit about floaters in the eye? Probably not.
Always trying to get away. Hey, eye floater.
Hi.
Hey, where you going?
Away from your pupil.
Well, maybe I'll look over here.
I'll go over here.
You got an answer for everything, don't you?
It's maybe one of the stupidest cutaways in Family Guy history. But if you got...
But it's funny because it's a Paul Lynde voice. So
that is true.
Paul Lynde makes everything funny.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's start cut one, skinless chicken and high reps. Sure. Once again, the great lie of guys on steroids has revealed itself again. Liver King, who attained sort of a cult status on the internet as this impossibly jacked, absurdly tanned, and also wild and hairy, seemingly, you know, outdoors guy who was pitching all these natural products and pimping, you should be eating a pound of raw liver a day. Then you can look like this. Somebody outed him, showing an email where he was bragging about the $11,000 a month HGH and steroid program he was on.
I saw that and I said, karma, buddy, karma.
Exactly.
You can look at him and I can see steroids.
Of course.
You can see it.
He says, I've been working out for 35 years and know how to eat, train, and rest and recover. He says, but I've reached my mid-40s. It's getting harder at the back fat. It fucking kills me to support these exhaustive efforts. I've recently started taking Omnitrope. And then he goes through him. He's got IGF-1, CJC with IMAP, Ibotamarin, Omnitrope, Deca, Winstrol. Oh, Ivan.
Winstrol is some powerful shit.
Exactly. But he had in this email, he had a goal of like, I want 2 million followers on Instagram. I want this many million followers on Twitter. I mean, on the one hand, you say, all right, the dude had a business plan. Granted, it was built on a big lie. Eat a pound of liver a day, work out like me, buy my shit products and my books, and I'll make money. And you'll probably still be fat and really disgusted at the taste of liver.
Again, you know you can buy steroids online very easily.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm looking at the website right now. Buy steroids online. Steroidsfacts.com.
Are you serious?
Yes. You can buy $62. You can buy a... What vial of this? 300 cc's of Dragon Pharma EQ, which is a mixture of five different things for $62.
These are illegal controlled substances in the United States of America. How are you able to get those online? Where are they based out of? Anguilla? The Philippines? Mexico?
This guy sells them, and he only accepts
Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
Ah, well, there you go. World running on crypto.
Don't ask me how I know, but I know.
Have you ever taken steroids?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to put that as a yes, everybody.
I just said I'm not going to say.
Did they work? Of course they worked.
I'm not going to say they might have worked for like 2 years, but I may not say that they might have worked for 2 years.
Is your liver okay?
My liver's okay.
All right. Acne clear up? Did your penis regain its normal vim and vigor?
I may have never had back acne, but my buddy who we interviewed once on your radio show, who may or may not have gotten me into this, he's had some heart troubles because of this.
Well, no shit.
And all those wrestlers who died may or may not have died from extensive, but I digress.
I digress. Okay.
I digress.
All right. Cut two. Athlete podcasts are the gift that is going to keep on giving.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're shitty. But God, thank I thank for 80% of them.
Okay. So here's a clip from Patrick Peterson, now with the Minnesota Vikings, former Arizona Cardinal, talking about the Cardinals, ripping on Cliff Kingsbury. You'll like this, Jay. Yes. And also just sideswiping Kyler Murray at the end, leaving the host of this podcast, who I don't know who it is, completely speechless. Take a listen.
You think Cliff Kingsbury may be the scapegoat in regards to their struggles?
Ain't no maybe. He will.
He will be.
Yeah, he will be.
Uh-huh.
He will be. And the crazy thing about it, the guy who hired him will still have a job.
Yep. It sounds about right.
That's the GM, Steve. What's his name?
Wilkes.
No, he was the coach. It's a different Steve, I think. I should know this as the lead Steve. Cards GM Steve. Steve Keim.
Steve Keim. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how, like, you usually get a couple hires that fuck up, and then eventually they'll fire you. I mean, Keim will get fired at some point.
Wait. We can't even legitimize this hire. He was fired from Texas Tech for sucking. You can't legitimize this hire.
It's as bad a hire as David Shula back in the day, just because his daddy was Don Shula.
Yes.
I initially was thinking that they probably will stick with him because of the contractual agreement he has. But now just seeing how bad they've been. And then
they fired a coach after a season, man.
Yeah. And he signed that extension last March. But see, just verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately. But it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
I can't argue. I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
That's brutal right there.
Yes.
That's pretty rough right there. So... Did you see the Kyler Murray saying about schematically we were kind of fucked?
We were kind of fucked, yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Kyler Murray does not like Cliff Kingsbury. You can see that.
Agreed, yeah. Here was the bite.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't for Hop, actually. Schematically,
we were kind of fucked. Yeah, that's not a great thing right there. Also, did you see this week that DeShone Kizer said that the first day he was in Green Bay after being traded from the Browns, Aaron Rodgers pulled him aside and started giving him the 9/11 truther treatment, going, what do you know about 9/11? What do you think about 9/11? You ought to do your research, man.
I saw that story and it's like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Right. I mean, like,
I felt bad for him Sunday night, but I'm kind of saying he's kind of a big douchebag overall.
Oh, you mean Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aaron Rodgers is a tough like for a lot of people.
Yes, he's a hard hang,
He's a hard hang. He's a hard like for a lot of people. But the whole thing now is like, well, what are we doing? Are we going to, you know, if you're the Packers, what are we doing? Are we playing him to the bitter end with – you know, bad ribs, bad thumb, just to prove how tough he is in a season that's lost when we've got a quarterback in Jordan Love we think might be the future? Or do we let Jordan Love play? And then what about the offseason? And what about Aaron Rodgers' feelings and whether or not it's going to stir up a controversy like, you know what, Jordan Love looked great down the stretch. He really should be the starter next year.
I can't remember what movie it was, but the quote was, fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings. Yeah, the facts don't care about your feelings. You're 38 and injured, and you've got a salary cap hit next year of $60 million. It's coming to a head. It's coming to an end. I think these athlete podcasts are great because, you know, they get to talking with their guys they feel comfortable with, and they think, you know, it's just going to stay between you and I. And the shit we say mostly stays between us and our legion of followers and fans, so it doesn't go too far. But an athlete, when they say something, it gets echoed, it gets picked up by other parts of the media, and then it gets hand-carried back to Kyler Murray. Hey, Patrick Peterson, who played with you, said, you don't care about anybody but you. Is that true? And then they stick the mic in his face.
I have two favorites. All the Smoke with Matt and oh shit, what's his name from the Pistons? Oh shit,
Matt Barnes.
Oh my god, Matt Barnes, and oh my god, why can't I think of his name? Played for the Pacers with
Rasheed
the
Wallace.
No.
Ron Artest.
God. No, Malice at the Palace. Oh god, he was Jackson.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. Steven Jackson and
and then the Players Tribune one with Pac-Man Jones, Ryan Clark, the guy who played with the Dolphins, he was the linebacker whose name escapes me. But that one's really good because they get people to talk about, you know, real shit. Even though they did have they had Mike Tomlin on. And he was speaking some real shit. But then they had, Raiders quarterback, who was a total bust.
Derek Carr? Oh, no. The kid.
Yeah, from LSU. Yeah.
Oh, Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell, who just blamed everybody else but himself on why he was a bust. It was like, really, Jamarcus? And this is why, because they did this. And then like, no, you got fat and you didn't work out. And you didn't study your playbook. That's why you were a bust.
Today on our station, we had a back and forth as we changed over shows with Kuhn about the Ricky Williams story, Run, Ricky, Run. Did you ever see that documentary?
Yes. I liked it. Yeah. Yes.
And I asked the question, was he misunderstood or was he a loser? And I said, in the end, a loser, because he ended up having kids and not taking care of them. And he may have been socially anxious, and he may have been misused by Wonstadt in Miami. And, he may have been tricked into signing a shit contract with Master P. And I'm sympathetic to all that, and I certainly respect the fact that you don't have to play football. You can quit if you want to, if it's not what, you know, brings you happiness in life. But at the end of the day, he was just kind of an irresponsible shithead. Not a bad guy, per se, but just kind of a loser. That was my net take. But then we got into the whole, did Wonstadt break him? And I said, what Wonstadt did to him was criminal. He ran him into the ground. And Kuhn, Mr. Fullback, Mr. 14 snaps a game, 2 carries a game, was like, no way, man, I'd take those carries. That's what running backs want. They want all the carries. And I go, yeah, they want all the carries, but you shouldn't give them all the carries because there's only so many carries in the human body, right?
I'm having a terrible time remembering names. Sean Alexander, remember him?
Sure.
He literally fell off a cliff
after
being like league MVP.
Larry Johnson has the highest. Larry Johnson has the single season carry record at 407. Ricky Williams.
He might have CTE from all those carries.
Oh, fuck yeah, he does.
He said some crazy shit. Yeah. Yes,
he and I talk COVID all the time. Okay. Wish I had my laugh track here. I don't have it on the same channel. Anyway, no. So yeah, the highest carry total in the season was Larry Johnson with 407. Ricky Williams had in back to back years 393 and 384.
God,
800 carries, and they were showing the highlights. He was getting fucking destroyed. It wasn't like Franco Harris gently veering out of bounds at the first sight of contact, right? He was just going in and like, yeet, getting crushed.
It's like they say, it's like a car accident every time a running back goes into the line.
Exactly. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
That does sound fun.
SEC time. Hugh Freeze in at Auburn. Your thoughts, Jay?
Is the funniest thing ever Bobby Petrino's press conference after the cycle or Hugh Freeze coaching from the press box in a hospital bed?
It's hard. I think Hugh Freeze from the hospital gurney in the press box is the best because it looked so absurd. It was almost like something you'd say, oh, that has to be from The Onion. You know, sick coach delivers win against rival from deathbed. And then they got a picture of him up in a gurney with his thumb up and his headset on.
It was so absurd, like you just said, it could have been real. But yeah, it was real.
Yeah. So here was the intro. I want you to listen to the intro. This is the AD at Auburn, John Cohen, who clearly was as nervous as a priest in a whorehouse because he really wasn't smooth in delivering this. But,
or a coach in a whorehouse.
Or a coach. Yeah, but he was uncomfortable, though. He was a cat on a hot tin roof here. He was not comfortable in this moment, but he did the best he could defending the Hugh Freeze hiring.
Coach Freeze was completely transparent with his past transgressions. He showed remorse and had an accountability plan that he's used for the last 5+ years.
Ooh, 5 years, Jay.
Everything he disclosed to us turned out to be accurate. After speaking with credible industry sources.
Translation, he didn't lie to us this time.
In this way.
Right, yeah.
Coach Freeze was honest and truthful.
Which are bare minimums. They shouldn't be, what do you want, a cookie for that?
Another Auburn Creed characteristic.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps Coach Freeze's greatest accomplishment.
By the way, people said, when did Peyton Manning become the AD at Auburn?
Bushman.
So here is the big windup.
Characteristic. Perhaps Coach Freeze's greatest accomplishment is his relationship with his wife, Jill, with whom he has been married for the last 30 years. Jill? Where's Jill? Yes.
Jill, you're quite a woman for putting up with that shit.
Listen, he's like, Jill, where are you at, Jill?
30 years. Jill? Where's Jill? Yes. That's the rock star, Jill Freeze.
Wow. All right.
So he just basically said Hugh's a scumbag and his wife's a saint.
Well, and don't you think, someone said to me, they're like, I can see Jill Freeze doing the Jonah Hill throat slash meme. Like, no. I'm living the humiliation of still being Mrs. Freeze every fucking day because I had to make a calculation, which is, do I want to be outside the tent pissing in, swiping left, on Tinder or Bumble and standing on my principles and living in a much less house and being less
involved socially, or do I swallow it, accept his apology, and move forward? That's a tough one right there.
That is a tough one.
But I think she should have been left out of it. Like, he shouldn't have said, hey, and I think the biggest accomplishment, he's been married for 30 years to his wife.
This is his relationship with his wife, Jill, with whom he has been married for the last 30 years. Jill? Where's Jill? Yes, that's the rock star, Jill Freeze.
Nervous applause. Should we?
Should we clap here? Okay.
And then with that, I would like to introduce to you Auburn's 31st head football coach, Coach Hugh Freeze.
By the way, listen to that.
31st.
31.
That's a lot.
Head coaches. Yes.
I love this too. Ready?
Thank you very much. Man, what an honor. War Eagle. War Eagle.
They say War Eagle in response like it's church, you know?
Oh, God. I mean, I know he should have a second chance, but Jesus Christ, there was nobody else that they could have hired? Is Auburn's moral compass that low that they had to hire Hugh Freeze?
Apparently.
They don't give a shit? Yeah.
Apparently the answer is yes.
Did Urban Meyer not take their call? Is that what?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's a coach I really like. More and more, every time I see him, have you seen Mike McDaniels mic'd up for the Miami Dolphins?
He's a little funny, but I don't want to.
Are you a little bit annoyed? You don't want to get on the hype train yet on Mike McDaniels?
No, it's a little funny, but I think he knows he's mic'd up.
Okay.
So it's like a sitcom to him, I think.
Okay.
I don't think it's genuine. That's just me.
He was also trolling during the game while mic'd up to us, saying that Georgia was the best team in the SEC.
Oh, and wow. Okay.
What do you think? That was out of bounds or something?
That's fighting words.
I think he was just joking around.
That's fighting words in the SEC. That's fighting words. Dems fighting words.
Dems fighting words.
Yes.
But I like this bite. I'm going to play it for you here. It's of him like telling them they got to clock the ball. And then they finally do. And he reacts in just like the most chill, normal way. This is during, I think, an end of half situation.
Clock, 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 clock. Clock!
Gotta hurry.
Gotta hurry up.
Everybody's gotta run.
Gotta get back and try to spike it. And they do.
Nice.
And then he just goes, nice. I like that. I like this dude. He doesn't come from pedigree. He's not a Shanahai. He doesn't have a fake tough guy act. He's not annoyingly handsome or with a photographic memory like McVay. He's not an eyebrow act like LaFleur. He seems genuine. And he's got the Dolphins rolling right now.
The guy from the Giants, that guy. Hi, I can't believe he passed the looks test. He definitely did not pass the looks test.
What do you mean, Brian Daboll? He looks like a roly-poly, bald-headed, bearded, rah-rah football coach. Yes. He looks like he's out of Central Casting.
Not a handsome man.
No, but I mean, you don't have to be handsome. Like, but he does fit the profile of, you know, okay, that looks like a typical guy. Hey,
football coach.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk rappers real quick, and then we'll get to FTG and put a wrap on it. I don't know who this is. You'll have to educate me, but somebody cut up a whole rap intro about Chief Keef, but it was a cut up of Joe Biden. And it sounds exactly like Biden was saying this long rap. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Who is Chief Keef?
Chief Keef is a rapper who, a hip-hop artist, excuse me, came to prominence probably 2016. He had one big song. It was called Don't Like. I actually like that goddamn song.
You like the song Don't Like. Okay. So what is this?
I liked it.
So who sang this or who rapped this talking about Chief Keef? Or is this a Chief Keef rap about somebody else?
I think we're just telling somebody.
Me, always in the barbershop. Chief Keef ain't about this. Chief ain't about that. My boy at BD on a fucking Lamron and them. He say that nigga don't be putting in no work. Shut the fuck up. Y'all ain't no shit. And all y'all fuckers talking about Chief Keef ain't no hitter. Chief Keef ain't this. Chief Keef a fake. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't live with that nigga. Y'all know that nigga got caught with a ratchet shooting at the police and shit. Nigga been on probation since fucking I don't know when. Motherfucker, stop fucking playing him like that. Them niggas all savages out there. If I catch another motherfucker talking sweet about Chief Keef, I'm fucking beating their ass. And so I'm not playing no more.
Wow. That's actual Chief Keef bars. That they,
the Chief
Keef. That's and, pretty good.
I mean, listen, I got to tell you. If Biden really brought that energy and was like that shit, I'd vote for him. If he makes it to the next election cycle. Yeah, if that's who he was. If he was that sharp and that badass.
You would not.
So here's the point, though. Okay, so that was just somebody editing and grabbing a clip here and a clip there and probably bending it a bit in auto-tune. You know we're headed towards a world of deep, deep fakes in which we're not going to really know what's real and what's not real. Does that scare you?
We're already there. We're already there.
We're there to an extent, but it's going to get even worse. Are you freaked out about that like I am?
I'll be, eating mush by that point, and I won't have to care.
I don't think so. It's going to be here quicker than you think. You're going to be eating mush at 59?
Oh,
at 62?
Is that when you think? Okay.
Everything is accelerating, Jay. That's the thing.
That's true. I know. Yeah. I know.
All right. They
have Peloton instructors on college game day now.
How do you feel about that, Jess Sims?
I hate it.
Why?
I hate it.
She's good.
Because she's no talent. No, she's not. There's some
Her
woman.
Her talent is A, looking hot and fit with an amazing long braided brown ponytail, one of my favorite looks of all. And then also, she can interview people, bring energy, great smile. What more do you need? Oh, so she can't break down, the secondary for USC. Whoop-de-doo. Who cares?
There's some woman in Sioux Falls, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Who this was her one dream, and she worked hard, and she'll never get a sniff because some Peloton instructor is now on game day.
Yeah, I know one of those. Jen Latta is her name. She is married to one Dario Melendez in Milwaukee, who's on the radio. Jen Latta's on the radio opposite me in the mornings on the ESPN affiliate. She does College Game Day. She does a good job. She's quite lovely to look at, in addition to being talented and very knowledgeable about sports. But yeah, here comes Peloton instructor number 6, and she slides on in. And I bet ESPN is like, shit, why employ full-timers, benefits, insurance. It's just contracted out.
Hey, let's give Stephen A. Smith a morning show. How about that?
They already tried that. Didn't work. All right, here we go. We're going to wrap it up. Jay is back home in the D.C. area for the month of December. Excited
I'm
for that.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do we got?
Oh, Tim Brando.
What?
Week after week after week.
Uncle Timmy?
I had to hear Uncle Timmy on games before USC games, running down USC. Oh, they don't deserve. Oh, they're overrated. Oh, hey, Tim, fuck you. Yes. Wow. Yes, Tim Brando and Spencer Haywood, or Spencer
Tillman.
I'm sorry. Did it for like 6 weeks. I haven't heard Brando run his yapper after last week. So
right.
To Tim Brando and Spencer Tillman.
For daring to run down Jay's mighty Trojans. Fuck them.
Yes.
By the way, you're confident you will not stumble against Utah and you will slip your way into the Final Four, yes?
I think it's all set up because the last time they played Utah, Utah was honoring like 3 dead players.
Yes.
There was no way USC was winning that game on that night.
Okay.
No.
All right. My FTG goes to 2 people, as a matter of fact, and they are Good Morning America co-anchors TJ Holmes and the lovely Amy Robach, who apparently ditched their partners, their married spouses, because they were having an affair with each other for over 9 months. Page 6, New York Post, unraveled it. And I had no idea that the very lovely Ms. Robach was married to the impossibly handsome but not very talented actor Andrew Hsu.
Yeah.
Andrew Hsu, who has not been, great soccer player. Andrew Hsu has not been seen since he was given a gift role on 90210 where he couldn't act his way out of a wet paper bag. Handsome fella, handsome wife, and apparently they got sick of each other. She ended up creeping with her black morning co-host. It's a beautiful biracial affair, but you know what? Homewreckers. Fuck them people. It's such a weird thing. You know, it's like, okay, I work with this person. I should pick somebody else. Of all the everyone else in the world, I don't need to. Okay, let's do it.
I guess, well, what's that morning show, Morning Joe? Aren't they, like, married now?
Yeah. Mika Brzezinski and one Joe Scarborough.
Yeah. I would think I'd get away from that person. I did a morning show with a woman, and I couldn't wait to leave after 4 hours with her.
The last thing you would have thought of is, great, let's spend more time together.
No. Fuck no.
All right, Jay, as always, great run, my friend. Good luck to your Trojans this weekend. Fuck Tim Brando, but not really because he's a good guy. And we will see everyone next time. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.